This evening we have a guest speaker, Faisal John, who is the pastor of Grace Bible Church, Pakistan. He was with us last year, and we certainly enjoyed his presentation on that occasion, and I'm certain that we will do so again this evening. We will welcome him in a moment, but before we start our services this evening, we'll pause for a few moments of silent prayer, affording you the opportunity for rebound if necessary. Shall we pray? Now, Father, we thank you for this opportunity to hear report from Faisal John as he gives us information regarding his ministries in America as well as around the world, and a report from Pakistan as well. We thank you for his appearance here. We pray the Holy Spirit would be with him as he presents his message. We thank you for the opportunity to hear it. We lift our prayer of gratitude in the name of Christ, our Savior. Amen. I'm pleased to present Faisal.
Good to be back, and as just you know, always, as a royal priest, we need to be plugged in. If we are not plugged, nothing going to happen. That was a perfect illustration. We need to be engaged. We need to be connected with God, the Holy Spirit. Without Him, we are nothing. So, I want to pray and ask God the Holy Spirit to lead and guide my mind. And I always recognize English is always going to be my second language. So, let's pray and ask God the Holy Spirit to lead and direct for your sake and for many those who are watching tonight. Let's pray. Father God, thank you so much for this awesome evening. The evening that we freely can come together to praise you, to worship you, to glorify you in so many ways, by just putting food together, serving in a way to just greet each other and love on each other and forgive on each other and exercise all the commands that you have given to us about one another. So thank you, Father, for your Son that allow us to do that. And through His Spirit, I ask your wisdom and your help to help me so I can communicate this evening the mighty work you are doing in Pakistan and also in USA. May your name be glorified and hide me behind the person of Jesus Christ and everything we say we do to glorify Him. Through the power of God, the Holy Spirit, in mighty name of history, repeat it. His name is Jesus, I ask. Amen. Wow. Privileged to be back, and thank you for so much wonderful opportunity. And especially thank you, Pastor, and all the congregation for your warm welcome, wonderful heart, and throughout the whole year, your prayers. I remember it just like yesterday. August 14 or 15, we were here. Accident took place, and I was just stitch up. I was look so ugly, but thank God. God bring from, you know, every bad situation a beauty to glorify Him. So we are back, and I want to share what God has been doing in Pakistan. So brief moment, I want to talk. Pakistan, the land and the country known by so many people, a lot of terrorists, a lot of people who don't like Christ followers, a lot of people who don't please to be in the company of those who claim to be follower of Jesus Christ. And it is a country where 98% Islam exists and less than 2% Christianity. The Christianity that every day depend on God, depend on a little bit knowledge of God's truth, teaching, doctrines that is available through internet, face-to-face. And it's just been blessing to watch God's grace in Pakistan. And it's been so much persecution in Pakistan. And I can go on and on to share what's been going on in Pakistan. people being burned live, people being put into prison for no reason, people being executed for just bearing a last name as a Christ. And that is the identification in Pakistan of every Christian. When anybody being asked by Muslim, they said, "Who are you?" And the answer is, "I'm not a carpenter, I'm not a teacher, I'm a follower of Jesus." Recently, maybe you have come across to a t-shirt. It's Arabic alphabet, it's saying N. And that is the identification in Iraq and Iran and many other places, that I'm a follower of Jesus of Nazarene, and that is an open commitment. The same thing in Pakistan. Your last name is your identification as a follower of Jesus Christ. Life is tough, but every believer have come across to Pakistan. They have took a passage from like Romans chapter 8, verse 17 and 18. Especially 18, Paul said, "I consider the suffering and the persecution of this time or this age is nothing compared to the glory that we are going to see and receive at the Bema Seat of Jesus Christ." So every believer approach that passage as saying, this is not our home. So land of Pakistan, full of giants, full of persecutors, and I just want to give you a brief information that God is working behind the scene among less than 2% Christianity. And I always encouraged when I see the body of Christ, the pivot of a follower of Jesus, that standing and holding as a lampstand and following Jesus Christ. So that is a little bit about Pakistan and the grace of God. It's been affecting people enormously in Pakistan. And we will share some things, what's going on in Pakistan in this hour. And I often think about it, recently there's a movie going on, Walking Dead. Anybody bit by that zombie, they turn into zombie. So the grace of God is a bad example to share, but the grace of God just like that in Pakistan, anybody come across to the grace of God is being changed. God is working in Pakistan enormous in a mighty way. So glad to be here, to be free of any fear. That was a voice reminding me, like AK-47 just went off. But thank God. Thank God we are free, we have a freedom, and we can worship Jesus Christ without any fear. Last time we were in Pakistan for 62 days. 62 days, and I want to share from those 62 days how God's grace has been changing so many lives. And I was going to share some pictures. It will be here in a moment. We have some difficulty because Satan cannot possess us, but he can get in our iPad sometime. That's the blessing from God, that we are sealed by the Holy Spirit. He can confuse us or deceive us, but never can be having a full authority on our souls or body. As we know, Bible tells us, everybody is called by God to preach the gospel. Everybody is not called to teach the word of God as a pastor teacher. But everybody called to preach the gospel. That's why there's so many passages saying, go and tell the lost and dying world. And in the next picture, we will see, as you can see, a man went out to sow the seed. We went in Pakistan, and as we were traveling, so many disturbed souls, so many lost, and so many desperate and depraved people we saw. And me and my wife, Carrie, and we were saying, what are we going to do? We don't know how long we have in Pakistan and how long God will allow us to come back and forth. And we determined, we start praying, we are going to sow the seed of gospel in those very wildest and very land that is not have received the good news. So we start preaching the gospel, and we went to many villages. God allow us to go to places like in the next picture you can see Carrie and me, we are delivering Bibles. Last year, God allowed us to deliver so many Bibles with so many believers and unbelievers. There was a people even like who haven't received the Bible from past 46 years. There was one widow, she said, I've been waiting to have a word of God as in my own possession. And we are grateful for the Voice of the Martyr if you are familiar with them. They are the one who've been providing us the Bible to distribute in Pakistan. And recently I was wearing a shirt. It says, I'm a Bible smuggler. Ask me how. So, and we went to many villages nearby Indian border, nearby many other area. And you can see the pictures, and believer, unbeliever, they were so happy to receive that treasure that was given to us to share with them. And these are the pictures, as you can see, from a different villages. And the people were so hungry that I cannot even express in words. There's so many testimony. I went to meet a one lady. And she's right, no widow. She said, on Sunday service, Muslim terrorists came to church and they start shooting everybody with AK-47, and I lost 13 family members, including my husband. And I'm widow, and I said, I have a question. I'm not going to say that I know what you're going through, because if I say that, it will be a very foolish statement that I will make. I don't know what you're going through, and I can only little bit imagine what is the suffering and pain and agony that you are facing. That used to have husband that put his arm around you, the one who was walking with you to the church, and one who was taking care of you. I don't know what you feel, but what is your message for those who have done to your family? She said, I know my whole family are in heaven. They are in rejoicing with Jesus Christ, and I'm sad, I'm not happy about what happened, but my message is for those who have did to my family, forgiveness. Forgiveness. And she said, if they come to me, I will tell them, Jesus loved them, and they should accept the gift of God to escape eternal death, eternal destiny, which is hell, and come to the saving knowledge of Christ by believing in Jesus. So that was the family I met in Pakistan by just delivering Bibles. So Bible delivering brought a lot of different family come across to in our circle to share. And this is my Pakistani office. I was preparing for the conference. And you will see in the next pictures, there's a conference was going on. And in that conference, I invited from as much as possible so many pastors, evangelists, from so many big different backgrounds. I didn't spare anybody. Pentecostal, speaking in tongue, anybody who came into this conference. But the beauty of the conference was that they walk away understanding. They walk away understanding the mystery of God's grace in a church age. They understood what gifts are functioning in this time age, what we have in Christ, and that was the beauty of the whole conference. About 84 pastors and many other evangelists, leaders, and active person from different two regions came to this conference, and they said, we never have a conference like that. They want to have a dispute, they want to have a debate, but every statement was recognized and based on the Word of God. They said, we have nothing to argue with you. I said, it's not my word, it's the word of Lord Jesus Christ and written by the Holy Spirit. And when you put the Word of God in a right context, and especially teaching in a way that is supposed to be going back to the original languages, it is so beautiful. And 84 pastors and many other evangelists blessed by God for 2 days straight, And these are the pictures, as you can see, and for those who are looking online. And from that conference, God answered my prayer after 7 years. My desire was always, what I have received the treasure of God's doctrine and truth here in the USA. I want everybody to experience that. And I pray and pray after 7 years, God answered that prayer. And I started about May 5, the seminary school under the title of Grace Theological Seminary, and it's been going on. And from this conference, God opened door for 14 men, 10 men from under 90 miles. They come every Monday. And sometime if I'm traveling, I plan with them to have a Wednesday night. So Tuesday night, I was all night up, having a wonderful fellowship with them right from Brother Randy's office. The Randy's office, and I had a no interruption. The Word of God went through via Skype into Pakistan. And 14 students was being blessed by the Word of God. So that is the fruit of this conference. And now that seminary's been going on, and they come from different villages, different cities, and being raised under God's grace. And I believe that is. As I've been hearing from them, they said, Pastor Fassel, you are very famous. I said, I'm famous for what? Because you are teaching God's grace and saying salvation is by faith alone plus nothing. And there's so many, they said, you have an enemy. Not just in a Muslim circle, but believers who don't believe that salvation is by faith alone. They believe that you can lose your salvation. They believe that you can, you know, you have to earn salvation. And they said, you have become so famous in three regions and you have a lot of enemies. I said, you know, Paul have. And I'm glad to be famous for that. And I said, I told them reality. I said, I used to be famous, a preacher of insecurity. I'm glad now I'm a preacher of eternal security, because that is what Jesus did when he said, Tetelestai, it is finished. And you have nothing to do to earn salvation, only receive by faith plus nothing. Nothing else you can add it into salvation, because he took care. And they are rejoicing. They said, are you not scared? I said, no, I'm not scared. Good to be have sometime enemy, especially the known enemy, for, you know, enemy that hate you because you are teaching God's grace. And I said, I openly challenge from 31,173 verses from Genesis to Revelation. Give me one passage I will change. I will change my method of teaching or change my mind over God's grace. I said, there's a none one passage from those 31,173 passages that says that you have to earn salvation, that you can lose salvation. I said, when God said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, Jesus Christ, and whoever believe, no matter what, he, she, even Muslim, any kind, if they believe, they have eternal life. And I ask question, what does eternal mean? Forever, everlasting, endless, never end. So I said, when God said eternal life, he was not kidding. He was serious. He was serious. It is by faith, putting in Jesus Christ, the work of God that's been done on the cross. So I become a famous, and just want to share that. And God been blessing these 14 men, and they've been supported from USA for their traveling, and we've been feeding them, we've been taking care of them physically, and they're very poor. They're very poor. And recently, a young man, he found a lot of gold. A lot of gold. He worked in a hospital as a sweeper, but he come to the seminary school to be a pastor. He want to understand the grace of God and the teaching in a dispensational way, and all the method and the law of right sound teaching. So he's been coming, and he found a lot of gold, and he brought it home. Him and his wife, they have currently home rent to pay, electric rent to pay, and many other things. And they are hearing the voice from Satan saying, sold it. You can buy a new motorcycle so you can do the evangelism work a little bit further. And you can pay your rent. And he said, I keep praying and keep praying, saying, God, Holy Spirit, help me to overcome this temptation. And especially the owner that is really belong to bring it to us so we can give it to him. He prayed and prayed, and God is so gracious. He brought the person, and when he found out the person who gold was belonged to, he was on his way to go back to meet his wife after 7 years. They've been separated, and he said, 7 years later, I was on my way to see my wife and bring my kids home. And he said, you just saved my marriage, he said. And he started broke. He started crying on his shoulder and just start weeping and saying, I'm a debtor to you for the rest of my life. He said, if it was for me, I will sold it and do whatever I want. But it was God and God the Holy Spirit that told me not to cover somebody else's gold or things. So that is this one student from Grace Theological Seminary, and he came, and I said, wow, you just win victory and let Jesus Christ slap again our enemy on his cheek and saying, loser, can you see that you just win a victory in an angelic conflict without, you know, knowing the extended meaning that was going behind? And I said, that act of faith is going to be remembered forever and ever because you just trust in God. So this seminary school has been blessing to my soul, to many others, and they've been continually coming back. They're saying, we have lost realities because we are preaching. We are teaching them that nobody can earn salvation. You have to accept it by faith in Christ. So they have made a lot of enemies. And I said, you know, good to be have an enemy in that sense. But we gain a big family. We have a protection of God's protection, Holy Spirit, and His Word, and continue to be encouraged. So this is a teacher with me in the middle. He also teach at the conference, very sound teacher of the God's Word, and have done studies in original languages. And these are the picture from the last conference, and the fruit was the theological seminary being continually going on. And my prayer and desire before I leave to see my Savior face to face, leave that legacy behind for those who continue to infect people inside in Pakistan through the grace of God. And I just find out we are the only one, a Grace Bible Church, teaching a God's truth in a way that, you know, we've been grew up like Pastor Joe and many other doctrinal teachers. And it is so encouraging when Word of God being taught is just change people from inside out. And in the next pictures, these are the pictures from all from the conference, and it was a blessing. In the next picture, we will see many, many old men came, and they consider if you have a gray color hair in Pakistan, you are considered to be the wise man. And they came and they said, oh, we are going to listen to this kid. I said, why not? God can, you know, glorify himself from a babe's mouth. God can, you know, fulfill his desire and his purpose through Balaam's donkey. Who am I? God can use anybody if somebody is willingly to, you know, submit to his spirit and his word. And they were surprised after they heard the wisdom of God was coming out from the passage of scripture. So they were so delighted. They said, we are grateful that we are here. And these are the men that we stayed in our school. And they enjoy, and we gather up all the blankets, cards from the community. It's good to have a community. Just like in this evening, a community of believers was doing the supper and the, a little bit what is called that, the word I'm looking? Snacks. Finger food. Snacks. Thanks. So they are preparing for us. So the community come together. They brought all the blankets, all the carts, everything, and they stayed. It was a blessing. It was a blessing. And that night, we went to bed about after 2 o'clock because there was so much truth of God was taught, and they were chewing on, and they were sharing, they were learning, they were exploring, saying, wow, now this piece of puzzle is coming together when Paul said is a mystery doctrine of God's, you know, for the ages to come. And now it's making sense why we are dwelled by the Holy Spirit, and the Old Testament was just, you know, a people who come and are covered by the Holy Spirit, and then God, the Holy Spirit, just depart from them. It was so much. It was so much. And in the next picture, and they are just having a morning breakfast. This is the 316 children home. We will see in a little bit what's going on in 316 home. And let's go move forward to the pictures. These are Muslim servants. They were there. They heard the whole conference. And they said nothing. Only one thing. Thank God. Thank God. They said, we've been confused from our childhood that don't sit down with Christian. Hate Christian, hate Jew because they are the enemy, because Jew have taken the right birthplace from you. So you are Ishmaeli and they are from Isaac, so hate them. But they said, as Bible being spoken, it's making sense. It's making sense. We are being deceived. We are not ought to hate Christian, but to learn from them. They are the people of the book. And our prophet has said, if you don't understand any truth, go to them. They will tell you what is right. But there's so much deception. It's another volume. We are not going there to discuss what's going on in there. So they were so grateful and they want to have a picture. So I said, I will take your picture and share with the body of believer in United States. And the next picture is the whole group came together. And the next picture, as we went to many villages, a lot of people accepted Christ. First time, mostly those villages are background are from Hindu. Like myself, I'm the fourth generation born in Pakistan, but the background from Hinduism. My grandfather, my great-great-grandfather, my dad and myself, we were worshipping idols, worshipping Satan, sacrificing to dead people, worshipping cemetery, dead people, all kind of a mumbo-jumbo under the sun that anybody can do by Satan's, you know, deception. So a lot of people are from Hinduism and they coming to saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And we went to so many villages. So these are the people I asked them. They said, we want to make open confession as a disciple of Jesus Christ to be baptized. Baptism is a very big deal in a third world country. As a disciple to be known and proudly to tell everybody, I am a follower of Jesus. So I was asking, I said, you know, when you became a believer, what is your story? Who told you? Who led you? Who shared the gospel of Christ with you? You? Wow. 3 months ago, 6 months ago, you were in our village. Even my mom and dad, I asked them, I said, who shared the gospel with you? They said, you. And it was just a moment of those moments, as Paul says, that you are a crown of joy to me. As many, you know, we led to Christ, they are the crown of joy to us. So it was a very joyful moment to see that was going on. So we did the baptism and said, you know, have nothing to do with salvation. Have nothing to do a second blessing of anything like a lot of people teach, that you will receive Holy Spirit and this and that. I say, Holy Spirit, at the moment of salvation, you become a indwelling of God's place. And sealed by the Holy Spirit. This is the outward expression of the inward reality that has already taken place. So it's make sure I make sure to them to understand why we are doing that. So we did a baptism for a lot of believers, and they were proud to share what's going on in their life, to tell everybody. And then the next picture, as you see, next picture. Fifth Christmas annual. That was last year. And I will not bore you as we will go in further pictures. We went to many villages, as I said in the beginning, that we saw so many people desperate. So many people are under fear. So many people are hopeless. Me and my wife, we determine, no matter what happened, we are going to share gospel and let the Holy Spirit communicate to the souls. So as we went village to village sharing the Christmas care package, in 600, about 15 kids, families, many villages, the outcome was over 100 people accepted Christ first time as their, in their life, with understanding that they will not going to hell, but they will be in the presence of Jesus Christ the minute they close their eyes on this earth, through any way to be, you know, killed or dead physically or anyway. So these are the pictures I just want to share. And Muslim people came, and they don't know, but when you tell them, they embrace the grace of God, like in the next picture. Yeah, these are the kids came from different villages, different places. In the next picture, you will see an old man and woman, 70 years old. This is the village setting. People sit on the ground. We are so blessed to have a comfortable air conditioning. And no goat, no ox, nobody shouting, crying, or peeing around you. And over there you can see mother is feeding and you are teaching the passage, and sometime you will say, okay, cover up, let me teach. And that's the village setting. We go to different villages. And the next picture, that's the person, that's the Christmas care package. And the package we decided to start doing, the one main message is to share Jesus Christ. Last year, over 600 people heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. What is all about the birth of Jesus Christ? Who is Jesus? Where he born? Why he born? Why God become in a flesh? What was the purpose? So that little package let us go into their door, beyond the doors, and go into their hearts as to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. And these are pictures, as you can see, different kids who have never heard, and we share with them a food like a special cake. And we took a cake specially knowing that there will be someone going to answer the grace of God and salvation message. And the next picture is a beauty of a whole mission. Husband and wife. Husband said, it's been 70 years my relationship with God is crooked. I never knew where I will go. If I die, I'm sure I will go to hell. And so many people have walked into my door. Nobody ever shared the simplicity of salvation. And he said to his whole family, he said, I'm accepting Christ as my Lord and Savior. Just like this preacher said, salvation is by faith alone plus nothing. I got it. And my relationship was straight with God because of Jesus Christ. And 70 years old, he said, thank you for coming. Thank you for coming and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ to lead us to the salvation. And now we are continually going to these villages and equipping them, edifying them, teaching them the word of God. And these are pictures from are different families from different villages. Many people never have a color book to color it. In the next picture, you will see husband and wife and kids who are enjoying it. Enjoying it, first time, the armor of God. That was the theme of last year. Every time I was teaching, I just always, the Spirit of God was just like, you know, leading you and saying, okay, Forget about everything. Just focus on the sandal of good news. You are here to share the good news. The good news that comes from a distant land is like a cold water to a weary soul. Share that. And I share with them Jesus Christ is the mediator of the fallen and the broken relationship with God and humankind. And He's the mediator who said, I will make a way. That's why Jesus said, I am the way to God. So these people just amazingly, a lot of Hindu villages, Hindu background, still in worshiping idols and graves and many things. They accepted Christ. And these are the pictures I'm just sharing. In the next picture, you will see the whole village. Whole village, when I was sharing with them about the good news. They said, we have heard, but nobody ever put it in a simple way. There was always attachment. Either we have to give tenth, either we have to give up our sins, either we have to follow that person or some other mumbo jumbo. Nobody ever said, it's been done, it's been paid, it's been, you know, received by God's grace, done by God's grace, and you receive by faith. And the next family you will see, that is the family Carrie was working for 3.5 years. Husband and wife, they are addicted to hallucinogens. That's the right word. They were addicted to that. Their kids were starting to use that. And she have give birth to many kids and sold it for that drug. So we went to their home and I said, I want to ask you, thank you for offering the water. And I want to ask you where you will spend eternity. She said, in hell. We don't know anything. I said, do you want to know the good news? We share, and right there, the whole family. First the wife, and wife said, husband, I don't want to be alone in eternity. Come with me. And then they call their kids, the whole family, except right there, Jesus Christ as their Lord. And next day, they were in the crowd and saying, we know where we will spend eternity. I'm sharing these stories, the reason we are not alone. Sometimes we feel alone. Sometimes we don't see that, you know, we don't have a big crowd. But always there's something somewhere awesome going on because someone, your prayer is making a great impact in Pakistan. I know for sure a lot of you, y'all, not a lot of, y'all been praying and that prayer been making a way for us because the power of righteous man prayers accomplish a lot. And we are righteous in Jesus Christ. We are His bride. We are much more and better than anybody can else ever make us. So that family and the next picture, that was the whole village when I was sharing the point that Jesus is the mediator. The whole village accepted Christ and I use everything on the field ground, and I took somebody who was a cripple. I said, can I borrow your stick? He said, I want to walk. I said, why not you sit down and let me use your stick? In the next picture, you will see I was using his stick to just point out the armor of God, and it was beautiful. And the next picture, there's a lot of Christians in Pakistan works at brick kilns. And their wages is making 1,000 bricks for $2 to $3 a day. Under 110 to almost 100 degrees temperature. And they are so much under oppression, burden, slavery. Because most of them are not educated. Sometimes they pay their debt 10 times. And the guy who is writing that, He knows that they don't know anything. And they just cheat on them. And recently, about more than 2,500 people been died by heat stroke in Pakistan. There's been so much heat. So this family, the whole family works at the brick kilns under so much pressure. And elders from our church, they went. As I said in the earlier, everybody don't have the pastor teacher gift, but everybody called to share good news. Everybody is share the love of God with each other. Those are all the commands we are given in the New Testament in an imperative mood by Jesus, Paul, Peter, James, and Titus and Timothy. Love one another, forgive one another. All those commands are for everybody. It's not only for Pastor Joe or me, for everybody. But there's some gift, like a pastor teacher, is not for everybody. So we are to share the good news of Jesus Christ with the lost and dying world. So our elder went to that family and they share with them. That's the other family accepted Jesus Christ in Pakistan. And these are the pictures as you can see. Over 100 people, we didn't count it, but over 100 people accepted last time in a 62 days mission in Pakistan. And I have to come back. Somebody asked, we like your pen. There's a story. There's a story behind this American flag that I'm wearing on my heart. I have to come back to Pakistan January 1st. And January 15th, I had a test in USCIS office, which is an immigration office, to become American citizen. So I went, I passed the test. And then February 27th, that was the day that I was going to take oath in Arizona, in Phoenix, in a court area, in a courthouse. So I went, and there was a lot of questions. There was about 100 questions, 150 possible answers, and I have to be given, they were going to ask me 10 questions to pass my test. I have to be right with the 60% right. So I was right, I give them the answer question, and February 27th, I took oath by 1:30 Friday this year and become American citizen. After my salvation, that was a third day. First time I was so happy and joyful when I became a believer. Second time I was so happy and rejoicing when I married to Carrie like a cherry. And the third time I was happy or rejoicing with God's abundance, love and grace when I became American citizen. I shared with them my heart for a few moments and everybody was on tears. I said, you know, somebody said it's a very good speech. I said that was not a speech, it was my heart. Because I came from the land of slave. I came from a land where there's no freedom reign. But since I've been here, I'm enjoying the freedom and I will not let anybody take that freedom away from me. And I will do anything to defend that freedom. And judge was almost choked, not by my hand, by my words. And a lot of people was on tears. They said, we have never heard. I said, praise God that you heard. And all the glory was given to God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and our Father in Jesus Christ. So that was that's the reason I wear this pin, and to remind the colors on my chest that I'm free. I'm free in Jesus. I'm still free in America. And we can be slave to many things, but I try to focus on Jesus to stay free from the things that can slave us. And the next picture, these are the children in our Grace Academy school. That was the other purpose, to start a school. A lot of people get shocked when they hear, Christians in Pakistan? Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, they are. God is everywhere, and there's everywhere God's people and children and followers exist. And I said there's less than 2%, but God is mightily using a little group of people to glorify Himself. So we started a school from 55 kids, and currently we have 178 kids in the Grace Academy Christian school who's learning 5 days of Bible study, learning who Christ is, learning about the plan of redemption and every thing that God has given to us under the sun through the written word to see and learn and experience the living word of Jesus Christ. And the school is going on, and these are the pictures from the school, and we are preparing for the next time a Christmas care package. And this time our focus about 700 to 800 kids and many more villages. And our theme of this Christmas care package is the tabernacle. All the furniture that is being used in the tabernacle to point to us to Christ. Everything about Christ, how is Christ being, you know, manifested and being in the Old Testament. So that's the focus of this year, the tabernacle and the humanity and the divine essence of Jesus Christ everywhere in the scripture. So that's the focus to teach this year in Pakistan. So these are the pictures from school that is going on. And I just want to share with you that your prayer and whatever you do, it's been affecting so many souls. It's been affecting so many souls. And I will ask, this time I will be leaving for Pakistan. Good news, now I got my blue passport. That's another good news. I used to have a green passport, now I have a blue passport. And I got 5-year visa, multiple entry, and I'm leaving December 1st. And I need your more prayer. Because this time I'm not going as a permanent resident of USA. I'm going as a American citizen back home in Pakistan first time. And there's a lot of possibility of dangers, many things. We Americans are very worth in a third world country. Sometimes we feel we are nothing, but God has blessed this country so much, we worth so much. Especially to him that he sent his son Jesus Christ and then to the third world countries. So I will be going back and Carrie staying back in Arizona for a couple months until I check out the land as a Joshua and Caleb went and seek out everything that everything is okay or not. So I will be going by myself and maybe if God's open, James will probably, if God opened door for him, he will go with me to Pakistan or come with Carrie to Pakistan, with Carrie into Pakistan. So please, especially pray for that. And these are the pictures, as you can see, a Christmas care package, new uniform. We will just go a little bit further on these pictures. And these are the precious souls being redeemed by the grace of God and through the work of Jesus Christ. Many, not only Hindus background, Christians, Catholic background, but Muslims. Muslim being showered by the grace of God, even knowingly that they hate you. But when you show them the love of Christ, it change. It change. As we hear so much persecution going on, the love of Christ conquered everybody. Everything. Any kind of hate can change a person. And these are the next pictures you can see. These are different families, different kids being graced by God's grace. And I don't own Arizona. I don't own Arizona. I own a couple of boots and shirts and pants and a watch, and I don't have anything else. I have my wife. But I don't know, I don't own anything. So everything is done by the grace of God and through a grace gift. That's why we try to do just like Pastor Joe. All doctrines, all material is a free because freely you receive, freely you give. So all this happening because the body of believers supporting that ministry to continue to bless people over there. So we are running out of room, as you can see in next pictures. And these are the school kids. They receive new uniform, new boots, new socks, new tie every Christmas, and it just make their day so amazing when they receive that gift. And in the next picture, you will see my beautiful honey bunny. She's watching online. Hi, honey bunny. I'm grateful to Heather. She sent her to the link. to watch online. So this is my honey bunny, and she's so faithful. I pray for every husband to have their crown, as Proverbs says. Blessed is the man who have a crown, as a wife as a crown. And I see many, many, many a blessed man who have a wonderful crown. I know one of them sitting right there in the, a lot of them, but one of them personal, like Randy, he got a wonderful jewel in his belt or in his, you know, in his life. Heather as a beautiful, a wonderful, a humble servant of God. And I think it's the overflowing and the flowing down through good teaching. Wonderful sound teaching and a wonderful company of body of believers. So we touch each other so many ways by prayer, by just simply loving on each other and giving each other the benefit of doubt. So, and then 316 home, as you will see in this next picture. Last time there was less kids, and now we have currently 17 children. All of them, I believe, have been supported by individual families from Pakistan. They are receiving teaching, clothing, spiritual food, physical food, and training. These are 14. I told Carrie, I said, you know, I want to have a 12 young men, 12 boys, to be my children. She said, okay, God answer you. Now you have a 17. Take care of them. So we have a 17 kids in our orphanage. We call that a children home, 316 children home. All of them supported, and there's probably six more is coming. If you are interested, and there's a newsletter is coming out in a couple of days, and you want to sign up and want to know how to properly pray, what's going on in Pakistan, please, you can sign up for newsletter. So these are the kids, and Yunus and Bulkis, he's a 20 years a retired army, very disciplined and humble man from Pakistan Army. And he's a currently elder in the church and also serving God in a way that him and his wife are taking care of the children. In the next picture, as I said, we are running out of room. Last time we saw there was about 300 to 445 people on Christmas service, and everybody sit on the ground. We are planning to build a sanctuary a little bit bigger, because we are running out room, because God is gracing and many, many new babies born, new spiritual babies and new spiritual sons and daughters coming to the saving knowledge of Christ. So it will be more information in Pakistan newsletter. So we are hoping to build that this year. And in the next picture you can see, not that one. And this is the background. This is the hall. Used to be there was not too many people. Now God has filled this up and the other school buildings, because the message of God's goodness always changing and freeing people. And Pakistan, even by name, is a land of pure, but it's a land full of slaves, bondage to sin. So that is going on in Pakistan, and me and James will be traveling for the next month. And as you already know, when we are in USA, we go to so many camps, like Birmingham, Alabama, with Gary Houghton, a wonderful man of God. We serve together at that camp, PA camp, and sometime we are Ohio together, or Florida with the other church going on. So we do about 6 or 7 youth camps. That's why I'm glad that after the accident I got extra energy. I lost a lot of blood, but I gained a lot of new blood. So it's been great. That's what we continue are doing in the USA and everywhere we go. And I want to encourage you in the last closing moment. I think I have burned my hour, and I hope it's effective. And I want to just share this. As we teach and preach and go to camp to camp, and sometime when you go to Cracker Barrel, and you save that one chicken piece from a special home-style Sunday chicken. I love that Southern fried chicken. No, I don't love it. I like it. I like it a lot. So me and Carrie was in a Cracker Barrel in Arizona, and we came out. I saved one. I said, I will have tonight for seminary class because I will get hungry after teaching class. So I saved that, and I was walking out, and there was a man. Man was not clean, not beautiful, not anyone to be approached and say, hi, how are you doing, and give him a hug. I said, how are you? He said, I'm hungry. I said, if you don't want, you want to have this chicken I didn't touch. I was saving for later. So I gave it to him, walk away, and come back immediately because Carrie said, why not go and talk to him? What happened to him? Maybe he don't know anything about Jesus. Good wife. So I went back, talked to him, provide him water, and a 45-minute conversation. He accepted Christ Jesus as his Lord and Savior with the fact knowingly that he's not going to hell. He will be in the presence of King of Kings, Lord Jesus Christ. 45 minutes and one chicken piece and two cornbread muffin that take to change his eternity. So please don't pass on. We have the message of good news of Jesus Christ, and there's so many people are hopeless, helpless, and want to somebody to come and stop and say, how are you doing? Sometimes we just, you know, think that maybe $5 will help. It's better to give them a $5, to give them a message that is a trillion more than American debt, expensive, worth to share with them. So that's what's going on, and that's the next picture is, as you can see, when we go to see the seed and the great harvest take place, and you are a part of the great work going on by prayer or by your one penny or by your dollar. We are a part of a great, awesome work going on. As you are supporting this ministry, I don't know how many lives being edified through the Word of God. So we are a partner in a divine work that is taking place here and in Pakistan. So I'm asking nothing. I'm asking, please, commit us into your prayer as you already have. And those who are listening, keep us in your prayer. We need your prayer. Your prayer is so worth and valuable. And there's a lot going on. If you want to have a newsletter that is coming out, please add to email Carrie or subscribe on the website. So again, I'm privileged. I think I use 5 minutes extra. I hope you will not throw some tomatoes. And I'm very honored to stand behind your pulpit, and it's always honor and a grace, Pastor Joe, for giving to me to share with your sheep. Thank you very much, and if you have any question, we will have some chit-chat over finger food. Thank you, and God bless, and I think I will ask Pastor Joe to come and close us in prayer.
First of all, I'd like to thank you for coming. And as always, you keep us riveted with your tales of Pakistan especially. Thank you for the pictures. We will commit you to prayer. We have your name and your ministry in our prayer bulletin.
Thank you.
So we'll keep you there.
Thanks.
And I saw that you were at the Southeastern Youth Camp.
Yes,
and my grandchildren were there, mm-hmm. So I know that they can tell me all about what you did there.
So, yeah, I hope they will tell all the good things.
Yeah.
I broke one pinky of someone when we were playing the capturing the flag.
Oh, really? Did you capture the flag?
Yes, I did.
Well, you captured one right there, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Wonderful. Let's close in prayer. Father, we are indeed grateful to you for the message that's brought this evening by Fassel, the update on his ministry both in America and in Pakistan. We do pray for those people there that seem to be so interested in your gospel, and they are responding to it. They're hearing the word, they understand it's by grace, and they respond for eternal life. And so we're interested in this because in our client nation, so much is being ignored with regard to your word. It's hard to evangelize people because they're not interested. And therefore, maybe we should have more missionaries come to the United States rather than sending them to foreign countries. But we are encouraged by the fact that there is positive volition among those that we in the environs of the United States stand surprised that they respond so quickly to your message of salvation. So we continue to pray for Fassel, his organization, the people who are with him, his church, those who minister with him, his wife, and all of those children that he claims. We do pray that they will continue to advance in your word, that their plan will go forward as you direct through the Holy Spirit, and that the gospel of Jesus Christ continues to find a positive hearing in the area of Pakistan and beyond. Thank you for this evening. We pray for your grace regarding the food we're about to consume. We lift our prayer of gratitude in the name of Christ, our Savior. Amen.